I think it was my love of horses that got me the job. I was only 18 in the winter of 53, but I'd been around horses all my life. Mr. Cobb knew that if your animals were looked after, refreshed regularly along the way, you were bound to get there quicker. I was down at the Port of Melbourne when I met Freeman Cobb. He was an American chap, and he had imported a new type of coach for use on the rough roads of the colony. It was about to be unloaded. As we waited, we got talking, and he told me his story. He'd been working with that famous Wells Fargo at the California rushes, and he was headed to the diggings with his Concord coach to transport goods. Months after his coach arrived, he realised there was more profit in transporting passengers, and that's how I came to be carrying the gold commissioners about the Victorian diggings. It was just after the terrible trouble at Eureka. We knew it was brewing, though, when 105 soldiers were transported to Ballarat late in October 54. They paid Mr. Cobb £840 to transport them regiments to the diggings. But as we travelled about to Ballarat, Creswick, Castlemaine and Bendigo, we stopped often to eat, sleep and exchange the horses. Many a time I sat with those fellas as they discussed the business of the day and started to formulate the reforms they would hand down to Hotham. Small settlements were developing around our horse exchange stations, and you could get a comfy bed and something to eat at most stops. My favourite place to eat then was in Ballarat at Mr. John Alou, the Chinaman. He did the best roast dinner I ever had. But to the reforms, my dad was a political man, and we often talked of the unrest. He even served on one of them juries, and got to see the action firsthand. It's not only the diggers on trial, it's about the right to live in a peaceful colony and the right to a vote. Now that goal is so hard to find, many of the diggers would rather try farming. They have to be able to buy land, my dad used to say. Why it took so long to get rid of that license fee, it had been nothing but a curse since it was first introduced. But they came up with a good idea, a fee of £1 a year. They're going to call it a miner's right. They'll get their land too. Not much, but enough for a house and a garden, and being landowners, they'd be entitled to a vote. The commissioners also decided that 8 men would be needed to represent the diggers in Parliament. Poor old Hotham. First all the prisoners acquitted, and then the report. He died within a year of Eureka, you know. They never should have taken him away from the water. Command at sea was the only life he knew. Well, Ballarat changed after that. For a few weeks after Eureka, the shock and grief of what had occurred could be felt as you walked through the streets. But when the soldiers left town, spirits started to lift and the town got onto the business of growing. The commissioners had come up with another recommendation. A warden from amongst the ranks of the diggers would replace officials at the government camp, and 7 elected representatives from among the diggers would help formulate the laws. That was a very popular reform. Mr. Cobb only stayed here a few years. Sold his business, he did, and headed back to America. A few years after that, another new owner, Mr. Rutherford, decided to follow the gold rush and relocated the Cobb & Co. headquarters to Bathurst, and that's where I moved. The warm weather suits me much better.